this world is room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way.
Greed has poisoned men's souls. I think we found the way. I think we found it again. I like Clint's music. It's interesting. Okay, this is Deanna, and I am subbing for Clint. His website is thecorporationnation.com. We do invite your phone calls at 800-313-9443. We also invite you to visit the chat rooms that we have open, spingola.chatango.com and corporationnation.chatango.com. And our guest, of course, is Dennis Wise. This is he's come back. We had him on last night. And anyway, we wanted to spend more time talking about this great film, Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. And it's not really about the film. It's about the magic of what occurred in Germany. That had every other nation adopted the same governmental and economic policies, the world would be a totally, completely different place than it is now. Somebody in one of the chat rooms said, "Is this a German worship fest?" No, it's a fest of, it's a truth fest, but we are trying to, if people understood what happened in Germany and to Germany and why, then they can understand the situation that exists in the world today, exactly. Which I think is incredibly, incredibly important. If everybody had adopted the same economic policies, we would not be having constant warfare. It would be a very different place. People would have a job. They wouldn't be living in their cars and suffering under the burden of debt and credit and taxes and corruption and, tyranny. Would you agree with that, Dennis?
100%. I sometimes marvel at the scenes of when he went into Austria to rejoin Austria with Germany and the looks on the Austrian faces, because they knew that they're all about Germany had got this usury system and had thrived and obviously, there was a historic link there anyway, but the look on the faces, where they just wanted to be on this new utopia. And the Allies propagandized that, said that Hitler invaded, and, you know, obviously the documentary proves otherwise. But that, sure. The look of the crowds and the adoration for it was just incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we were talking with Richard in Texas, and he had asked, what did he ask? Because I was looking at the chat room and
it was all about
the brainwashing Germans.
The brainwashing. Yes. Well, the other thing too is that the prisoners at Nuremberg were actually tortured, incredibly tortured, to the point that they confess, and they were also, their families were threatened, and so the average citizen. They hear these the leaders confessing.
Well, this is what I'm saying about these court cases. They'll put this court case up. They'll make it look all legal. I mean, you think about it. They had a Russian judge. They had a French judge and a British judge and an American judge. And probably only the one worth being up there would have been the French one, because all the others were known war criminals, had committed war atrocities. Yet these were judging Germans for war crimes. And exactly. Some of them were, as you say, like were made up anyway, and the people were tortured into admitting it. But when people see a court case like this and they get all the hullabaloo surrounding it, and it's on television and it all looks perfectly legal, and you've got all these official looking judges and these prisoners, obviously under stress, looking under stress, and obviously to a camera looking guilty, all this comes into play, eventually, people believe, what they see, but it's a big illusion, especially, as I say, this hanging thing. Normally, a soldier takes a soldier death by firing squad, but no, we want to hang these because this is a criminally hung. And that's sure. the message they wanted to send out, not just to the world at that time, but for the rest of time, throughout sure. the history books.
And the other thing, too, is that at a military tribunal, the defendant is not really allowed to bring any testimony or to have any defense. And the other thing, too, is that many countries, Canada particularly, I think of, invited a lot of the young Germans, people who would have asked questions, people who would have fought for Germany again. They invited a lot of young Canadians to leave the country. They would loan them the money, and they said, oh, there's lots of land here in Canada. Come and there's, you know, open space for you and everything. And so a lot of people did leave, I don't know how many, but I know of a few people who did leave.
Yeah, and for 2 years, I think, Germany was left to rot.
Yes, yes. And so some of those people would have asked questions and would have said, hey, wait a minute, my parents told me what really happened. So they just got rid of all of these good German youth, younger people.
And, well, there weren't many men there anyway, because if you remember...
Exactly.
They were dating Americans, the German ones, because there were no other men around, or even the British.
Sure. And Eisenhower managed to kill a whole bunch of them by starving them to death in the Rhine camps, the Rhine Meadow camps. So, yeah, there was a lot of things going on. That
was like a prelude to how they handled the JFK assassination and eliminating witnesses and all that sort of thing.
Sure. So, you know, they know, they've been doing this for quite a while. They know how to take care of... have to take care of things like this to cover their butts.
Yeah, that's
cover
why
their own guilt
is so revealing. And as we mentioned last night, hasn't had really much of an attack. But that's probably because, as I said last night, in my opinion, they don't want too much attention drawn to it. Because anybody yes. who does view it sees what actually happened, because you just can't deny it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
History being manipulated and all that by the victors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look at the official records, though, and you can find a lot of incriminating evidence against the Allies.
Sure.
Can I ask the other question that I have, please?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm curious about the financing of Hitler. By the likes of Prescott Bush and others in the United States, elements of the UK royal family, elements within Switzerland, and that sort of thing, and whether or not that was purely a for-profit motive, as bankers do in terms of supporting all sides in wars and that kind of thing, or was there some true appreciation of what Hitler was about involved in any of that? And then following on after that, you've got Operation Paperclip and that, and that turned into the CIA and NASA, where elements of evil through Nazi or ex-Nazi Nazi scientists and those type folks were put into the U.S. and all these evil institutions developed. Help me follow the string on that.
Can I just answer that paperclip question first? That's been made a real meal out of. I mean, the situation really was that the Germans were that advanced that the American scientists didn't know what to do with the equipment that they received. There was 50, possibly more years more advanced. So they needed them scientists. They needed them. And rather than send them to do the moral thing, moral and inverted commas, and send them to Nuremberg to be tried as criminals, no, no, no. We need these scientists because we can't work this equipment otherwise. So they bring these scientists, they offer these scientists, you know, do you want to come to California or Los Angeles where the weather's fine? You're going to be treated well. You're going to get all the funding you need. Or do you want to stay in Germany, which is now wrecked the next few years? Or do you want to be picked up by Stalin? So what's the scientist going to say?
Russia was dangling carrots as well, though, weren't they?
Sorry?
Russia was dangling carrots to them as well, weren't they?
Yeah, but the last place that any German scientist wanted to go, as far as I'm aware, would have been to the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
They'd just been, you know, I mean, they are their worst enemies. So they accept, they bring the families with them, they go to America, and they start to work for the Americans. But this has been now made of, you know, oh, there's a conspiracy now, like they've gone into the CIA, they've gone into this, that, and the other, as you say. Well, really, they were just there just to, because the American scientists did not have the advanced knowledge, and they were scientists, and scientists they remained.
Okay, well, what about the financing part of it?
Well, the financing, again, they have to think of certain ways, of because when it comes to light on the internet that I think Hitler asked for 4 years, but within 3 years, it back to clear the unemployment figures. Everyone was back at work. The country was thriving. They were a powerhouse in Europe. They built up their army, and people say, well, this can't be possible. It must be financed by the Rothschilds, because the Rothschilds always financed both sides. Well, the Rothschilds did finance both sides, but it wasn't the sides what you mean. It's the Rothschilds financed the Bolsheviks, but they financed the Western sides. And they both combined to crush Germany in the middle. Now, this book, there's a couple of books was written about it. One was debunked totally, and the other one, the Anthony Sutton book, is just what dealings did go on. It was mainly pure business. You know, certain businesses have to make profit, but it certainly wasn't enough to fund the whole thing. And at the end of the day, it was the policies of Adolf Hitler, which they want to suppress, which made the difference. And just so as I'm on the subject, for these people who think that he armed to go to war and conquer the world, at that time the Versailles Treaty was only allowed 100,000 army. Now, scenario, if you're in charge of a country that you love, and you've been told that you can only have 100,000 of an army, and you've got the Soviet Union next door to you, what's the first thing you're going to do?
It's time to stock up.
Yeah, not to particularly go to war around the world, but to protect your own nation.
Well, yeah, the threat of communism to Germany was one of the biggest factors in all of that.
That was rife for a while, even before Hitler came to power. So the threat of communism was always there. Plus, Spain had a sample of it. So this feeling around mainland Europe, I mean, to only have 100,000 army, is unbelievable. The French would walk in with the Belgians into the Rhine Valley or the industrial park and just do as they pleased, because there's no army to stop them. So when a leader what comes in charge, I don't care what country, but if he's got if he wants to put his people first, he's got to build an army and he's got to build an air force, because otherwise they're going to be fodder.
You know, it's amazing too that you know, the United States defends its position in World War II as being, you know, saving the world from Hitler and stuff. Well, we allied ourselves with Stalin and communism, and then
that says it all. Because if people really knew how bad he was, they'd be even more disgusted than what they already know, because he was even worse than what they've been told.
Yes, amazing.
I mean, the Bolsheviks had a thing about opening up your insides and getting a nail and a hammer and hammering parts of your insides to a tree and have you run around a tree while your insides would come out as you ran around the tree. Yeah. They used to put German women have been nailed to kitchen tables or nailed to barn doors when they were being raped. Just savage.
Horrific. Among the financiers, were there any who were truly sympathetic to Germany and Hitler's cause, or
Ford.
Were they merely altruistic?
And Henry Ford, because he didn't like the Jews anyway.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I am.
Yes, and there were also businessmen in Germany who contributed and supported Hitler, as any business would, that would allow the freedom and the policies that Hitler implemented. It was good for business.
Yeah, people didn't want a communist invasion.
Yes, of course.
Really, and, you know, if you look at Prescott Bush, I suppose he sees he's investing into something that appears to be a dynamic economy. Maybe it's just as simple as that.
Well, also, you have to remember that the person that wrote that book had a certain bias. I have the book sitting over here on my bookshelf, but it was written by a Jewish person, Higham, and he has a certain bias and created the illusion in the book that, oh, the Bush family and the banks that they worked for actually, you know, financed the Hitler's regime, and that just is not the case at all. And I covered that in my third book, and Dennis has covered it in the film.
Well, I just feel that if the Americans felt at the time that the Bushes were financing the enemy, they would have been incarcerated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, they would have been looked on as traitors.
But they were doing business with a with companies in Germany that had absolutely nothing to do with the government or the policies, but it was the business people within Germany itself, plus the common man who would donate small sums. If you get, you know, a few million people who are donating small sums and doing everything that they could to build up their country, then they're going to build up their country. I mean,
yeah, Dennis, your film covered so much ground, and as I mentioned, I watched it. It's probably been 2 months ago now, but mm-hmm. it's going to be one that I will certainly watch a second, if not a third or a fourth time, to really retain the information. And I'm sorry if my questions address
issues that's
that you
fine.
Had
that's
in
fine
your
because
film. But
at the end of the day, if you're going to watch it two or three times, then that's what a lot of people do because they do find it hard to take it all in on the first time. Certainly the second, third time, you know, you can see even more. So, you know, for sure, if I'm on the show again and you phone in again, maybe we could talk again about how you felt the second or the third time.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to get off now, but I just want to let people know it's a wonderful film. Please approach it with an open mind and give it a shot. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Cheers.
Thank you. Okay, let's take real quick Jeff in Idaho. Jeff, welcome.
Hi, Deanna. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Hi. Hi, Dennis. I sent you a small link yesterday on some of the science research things, and there was because a guy asked a banking question, there's a Secret History of the New World Order by Herbert Dorsey. But at the top of the hour when you brought in the conversation with the all the funding issues between Japan and Germany, the reason why they had to be destroyed in the 30s, has Dennis ever talked with anyone like Bill Still? You know, this false Arab Spring was to cover up, you know, the Iceland fall, you know, like when the bankers got thrown out of Iceland, mm-hmm. you know, and their economy didn't collapse. You know, mm-hmm. this is the scenario that you've been discussing about the, you know, why the importance of the film, you know, not to just expose the lies and the other things, but to build on what Clint has been working on is, you know, he's with etymology, he's kind of worked out, you know, fiction versus nonfiction, private versus public, and
right.
how the theater of all this stuff is working for the profit of the one percenters. So
right.
the strategy is, I'm trying to help Dr. Parker on some of the stuff on the coming zombie apocalypse, but mm-hmm. with your work and with Dennis's work and with, you know, like Bill Still and all the other people that are contributing on RBN, I was just trying to figure out, you know, we're almost at the tipping point, I think, of all this stuff coming together. And, you know, I know Clint's book, he's trying to get his book out, and he's at the conference right now. But
right.
is there any way that that we could, like, maximize the effort of all of the, like, the different people with all of the facets they put together, like Dennis's work and everything in a kind of a program?
Hold that thought, Jeff.
Okay.
We do need to take a real quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Thank you. Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road.
All righty, we are back. This is Deanna. I'm subbing for Clint. And Jeff mentioned Clint's book, and the name of the book is Straw Man, The Real Story of Your Artificial Person, a work by Clint Richardson. And it's not quite out yet, but that is what he is working on. And so, Jeff, go ahead and...
Hi, Bar. Here's the first research I've been trying to do. I've been trying to work with Dr. Parker, where he uses Eduardo Rivera's free inhabitant status.
Mm-hmm.
See, they've burned so many documents and hidden all these other things. There's only a trail backward through his route. And if you think of the free inhabitant status, what Jerry Kirk, I don't know if you heard Jerry Kirk recently on Clint's show, but Jerry basically shows that, oh, no, just like the Indians, no one can own the land, so you can't use this debt to basically grab hold of all the territorial. So I'm just, there's this thread that I've been working on for years and years, like with, trying to help on some of your research activities and these other things, to try and pull that all together where the whole fiction of this thing falls apart,
Okay, can you relate this to... what Dennis is
Dennis's work is real important is showing the historical cover up of how all these things work on, like, the Bill Still, no more national debt fraud issue.
Can I just say, there's some kind of a movement in right. South Africa, very similar to what you're talking about.
Oh yes, that guy is great. Yes, right.
Yeah, where they've took the banks to the court.
Right.
And the last time I saw his seminar, he was saying that they were on the verge of bringing the banks down, just a couple of decisions away for the whole
thing. Now you're talking about Stephen Goodson?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I talked to him just recently and offered him some airtime. He's not quite ready yet, but...
I think we're on the precipice with, you know, I haven't watched your 6-hour documentary because I haven't had time yet, but I will as soon as I get a chance. But I know how some of the all these things work, you know, in concert. And this is the big part of where Clint's book, where the fiction, if we could basically bring along this fiction and tie it into the, you know, the banking fraud and show basically 2,000 years back the money changers and all these other things.
Sure.
You know? That's what I was just trying to get to, and I
it's all very encompassing and all.
Well, we're not born free. We think we're born free, but we're not, because we can't go where we want. Like, we're once over humans could do, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, it was nice talking to you guys, and good luck on that. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. See you. Bye.
Thanks, Jeff. All right. Let's take Anonymous.
Yes.
Line 3. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks. Deanna, I was wondering what is Dennis's nationality of origin, and I was wondering also, are there any mainline movies that you're aware of that portray German soldiers during World War II as being admirable or heroic? And also I wanted to make the comment that I woke up 10 years ago, woke up at 9/11, when I woke up to 9/11, that's what changed everything, and I began to question everything. And for about 10, 14, 15, 20 days, I don't remember it. I felt like I'd been kicked in the stomach. My whole world was turned upside down every morning when I woke up, and I really couldn't sleep for a number of days. And I said, please let this be a nightmare and not be true. And I've been investigating and researching ever since and found out that we are living in a nightmare. And I would just I'll take my answer offline, but it goes back to that old quote: none are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
Well, of all the films that I know of, is I do use part of it in the documentary, which is As Far As My Feet Will Carry Me, which is the story of a German soldier being captured by the Soviets and then having to walk on the death march towards the gulags. We managed to escape, and eventually, after 3 years, made it back to Germany, which is quite a thrilling film. Even though it's subtitles, it's really good.
Yes.
The other question was what you mentioned something before that.
Your nationality, or?
Oh yeah, my nationality. Well, I'm born in the UK, but I've got relatives down in the Balkans, which is why my father fought for the Axis powers.
Good. Okay. And I don't remember other questions he asked, but I certainly definitely we can certainly relate to how he feels. Waking up is hard to do. Okay, let's take Fred and, we've got a break, and when we come back, we'll take Fred. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
You are on the road. Must have a code that you can live by.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and I'm subbing for Clint. Our guest is Dennis Wise, also known as Truth Will Out. He is the producer of the very popular and brilliant film Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. The website is thegreateststorynevertold.tv, and we have Fred on line one. Fred.
Yeah, hi, Diana. Deanna.
Hi.
Dennis, I haven't watched your documentary yet. I probably will watch it twice, and at least, and probably four times. I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question. I don't expect an answer. Who does every president and prime minister and king or queen or dictator or religious leaders bow the knee to? I want to give that to you for your consideration, and hopefully your research. You're doing a great job. Bye, and thank you.
Okay. So, it's a rhetorical question, but I think, he asked you, but I think it depends on who the leader is. I think you can kind of tell, depending on where they lead the country, who they're serving.
Well, you only serve one at the moment.
Pardon me?
You only serve the Rothschilds at the moment.
Yes, yeah.
Whichever leader it is.
Yeah.
It just goes to show in the phone, you know, the phone tapping in Germany when, you know, the Germans were furious at the Americans listening in. And nothing ever happened. You know, Merkel put on a bit of a show and what have you, but nothing was ever going to happen because Germany answered to America and America answered to London.
Sure. And of course, when you have, you still have military bases in Germany, you still have military bases in, well, all over the world.
Exactly.
And they're not there just, what are they there for? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, control.
Yeah. Okay, let's take Jonathan in Missouri. Jonathan?
Hi there, Deanna. My name is Jonathan, obviously. Mr. Wise, I actually have seen your video. And good Lord, how moving, how intense. And I recommend it to every single person that I talk to. And I have the occasion to have a one-on-one with folk where I work every day. And at some point, I have the opportunity to mention your video because it is really important. Mr. Wise, your contribution is significant, and please don't think forever a second that it's not appreciated because there are millions of people like myself that I know love your work. Deanna, you are responsible for bringing this man into my awareness as well as the entire subject of the Holocaust, etc. You literally broke the egg for me personally. Overwhelmed with your research, your dedication to the truth, and you have had an impression beyond measure on at least myself and those that I speak to. So
my
on behalf
pleasure.
Of all
my
of
pleasure.
That, thank you. Oh, that's really all I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Appreciate
well, thank you. Thank you. With people like Jonathan, and so many other people who are grateful for your efforts, for your work. It makes up for all of the, for any of the people who don't appreciate what you're doing. And, yeah.
Well, it is humbling to hear because he was obviously getting emotional.
Sure.
Speaking, I could hear it in his voice.
And sure.
For people listening, if you have any doubts about this documentary, if you just heard how he spoke and with that emotion, how the documentary moved in, it's the biggest promotion that documentary could get.
Sure.
And I implore that people watch it and make their own minds up.
Sure. And everybody who listens to my program knows that I never get emotional over anything. I do get emotional when I'm talking about history. I've always loved history, and I have a great passion for the truth. And
I think there's a lot of people in this world, Deanna, like yourself, who just want a fair crack of the whip. You know, I think there's a lot of people suffering in this world for no reason, for no good reason. And you know, there's genuine people in this world who are probably unaware of what's going on around them. And I'm quite sure that if some of them people, just a fraction of them people, saw this documentary, they themselves would be in tears.
Yes, yes. Because it speaks to the heart. It does speak to the heart. When people hear the truth.
I can't say I know how I did it, but what I did is what I felt, and what I felt must be causing this kind of reaction.
Sure. Yeah. And the spirit of the movie is something that you cannot ignore. Even if you watch a movie with a feeling of hostility towards the subject, you're going to come away with a completely different view, and you're going to because it does ring with truth.
Well, the thing is that there's, before the documentary was made, or as I was making it, and I knew that it would have to stand up to thousands of Allied documentaries, hundreds of Hollywood movies. You know, this one documentary, as we mentioned last night, which is sourced, has to stand up to all that pressure. And as far as I'm concerned, it's still standing and it's still rising, and more people are hearing about it. And it wasn't like it was a multi-million pound production.
No.
Which, for truth, you don't really need. The truth is the truth.
Exactly.
People watch it, and I think Muhammad Ali once said, I once remember him saying, "You know when you know."
Yes. And because it is the truth, you don't need Hollywood to create a reality that is fake.
That's right.
So you don't need millions of dollars.
Let it flow, and people can judge for themselves. Because, as you know, at the end of the DVD, I mean, not only do I dedicate it to the people at Blueberg who were massacred down there, and it was hidden from history since 1945, but I do put at the end, I encourage people, watch it, go research.
Right, right. And that's what I've always said, you know, don't believe me. You go, you research, and you will find the very same truth.
Yeah, it's all out on the internet. We said again last night, somebody asked where I got it all from, and it was only because I was coming from a certain angle of believing what my father had said about Hitler and Germany, that I actually went into the areas of the internet where I knew what I was looking for, or at least had an idea what I was looking for, that I found it. But it was well hidden and well buried, you know. So it was like you stumble on it. So all these other people who were looking into World War II, and all they would find was the surface, which says the Nazis were evil and Hitler was a monster. And they would then just bypass. And like I said, a friend of mine who studied usually in the banks knew all about Hitler, but didn't even go down that road because he was brainwashed. But as soon as he watched the documentary, he then went down that road. Oh my God, he just had the biggest breakthrough of his life.
Sure, people don't know what they don't know, and they certainly are not going to go looking for something that's not in their vision scope or in their experience or in their past educational efforts. They're not going to go looking.
If you're told somebody's evil all your life, the last thing you're going to do, because you're going to believe it, because that's what everybody says, the last thing you're going to do is go look and see if it's true or not, which was a big problem when I first thought of the idea, because I thought, can I actually make a video which can change people's minds about the most vilified person for the longest length of time in history? 70 years of vilification this guy's had.
Right.
From every single angle since 1945, with no real answer to any of the accusations. So that obviously gave me great doubt, but I must admit I've got faith in my own ability, so I was always going to try it, and unfortunately it looks like it did come about. People's minds are changing.
Sure. Well, and that's that happens if they will be objective and open-minded and teachable. Being teachable means that you're humble enough to recognize that you don't know everything, and that you're open-minded enough to look at both sides and the possibilities that exist.
To be closed-minded is not such a good place to be in. And
that's true, because you look at the world, you know, the trade centers, people can't, there's a lot of people in this world refuse to believe that a government can do that to their own people. And whether they did or they didn't, that's besides the point. They refuse to believe that. Well,
sure.
The World War II situation was 50-100 times more than what the World Trade Center was. So to get people to actually believe that one is even harder than the World Trade Center. But once you believe that one, you believe anything is possible.
Sure. Yeah. You really have to look at the possibilities and always look at both sides. Absolutely.
You have to realize that, you know, we're ordinary citizens without evil in our hearts, but there's people in this world whose hearts are evil.
And that's where people get, they think, oh, our government wouldn't do that. Well, it's because you personally have values and beliefs, and you would never dream of hurting anyone. But there are some people that aren't, they're not made like you are. They are not, a person that has values would never conceive of the things that evil people conceive of every day of their lives and implement. And you look at the politicians, they all seem so sincere, and they have these people waving flags, and it's all a stage managed kind of a situation. And you think, these people are lying. they're lying in order to have you support them. And
nothing ever changes. I mean, we're going to have an election quite shortly over here, and it's, you know, people are fooled, millions are fooled every time that they think they'll go to the ballot box and things will change.
Sure.
People in power, votes do not move them. If you've won a 5-year world war, votes are not going to move you.
Exactly. Yes. Now, there, somebody in the chat room also brought up the economic assault against Germany in the spring of 1933. And that is something that that a lot of people are not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And so perhaps you could talk about that a little bit.
So this is an assault on the economy, I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, obviously, as soon as people don't realize, as soon as Hitler came to power, well, before he came to power, like, there was threats of assassination, well, there was bombs going off at certain places. So they didn't want this guy to come to power anyway. So immediately he did come to power, and he made all these changes. Immediately, international jury declared war on Germany, like a trade war. And so from the beginning, he had not only a country on the verge of bankruptcy, but he had barriers put up to try and stop him from doing it. And I always look at the unemployment, how he managed to solve that. And within, I think it was 1936, the Olympics, the country was in such a good way that I know Hitler would have looked at it as like, I'm now going to show just what National Socialism has done to the world, because obviously television was available in them days, and it would have been at least 40 countries in the world would have received it. So, despite all that economy, he had ways of that economy being threatened. He had ways, you know, the barter was one way. But people were working for real money and real wages. And so if that's the case with a country which was deprived of that for so long, when the workers went to work and they brought the money back home at the weekend, if they were working on one of these motorways, the wives would immediately spend the money and it would go back into the economy again. Within a matter of a short time, the country was rolling because of, we had the restriction of all the banks and the usury and the heavy taxation, etc. And it was just, it's not called an economical miracle for no reason, because it was actually happening at a time when the world was in recession anyway.
Right.
But if anybody needed the armaments to help them out of that recession, it was Roosevelt, not Hitler.
Yeah. Wow. The other thing, too, that's very interesting with that that economic sanctions against Germany that was called by international jury is that so many countries were involved in it that you can actually see their communication system was pretty much worldwide.
Sure.
In other words, they could say, okay, this country, you declare sanctions and trade sanctions against Germany, and I mean they had all these countries involved in not dealing with Germany.
Yeah, from the British Empire.
Yeah.
Whereas they ruled two-thirds of the world, but the Masonic link as well was always going to be.
Yes. Yes.
When you've got these lodges in every country in the world,
yep. That's a problem. Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
All righty, welcome back. We just have a few minutes here. We do have a couple of callers. Our guest is Dennis Wise. The website is The Greatest Story Never Told. Let's very quickly take Fred in Michigan. And Fred, please be very brief because we are very short of time. Are you there? Okay, let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank?
Yeah, I'll be very brief because I was on last night as well. But, I really question the the logic and the reasoning ability of anybody who bases their historical view, their world view, on books, history books, academia, academic books that were written by Jews. That seems absurd. That seems like the definition of insanity to me. And I wanted to give a warning, and I don't want to make people paranoid or anything. That's not my intent here at all. But given the time and opportunity, Jews infiltrate everything. And I mean everything. I hope everybody has a good night. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Okay. You're
fine. I know I got an email once from a guy, and he said that he'd got a degree in history, and until he watched the documentary, he realized he didn't know nothing about the war.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's because, well, they go to the colleges, and that's what they teach in the colleges. Somebody in the chat room asked a question about the Reichstag fire, and was this actually a false flag as alleged? Germany usually didn't involve itself in false flags.
No, well, I don't believe it was myself.
Right. And
can I just say, because I know they're listening to the internet, can I just say hi to the guys at the website, because they do an unbelievable job keeping not only the website up and running and getting the information out there under restrictions of no Facebook, etc., and also keeping up the videos on YouTube and in the Twitter accounts. Just like to say thanks.
Indeed. And yes, and I want to say thank you too, because everybody needs a hand, and anybody that's helping you to do what you have done and to disseminate this wonderful movie, yes, we need to all thank those who help you and those who assist you. And it's wonderful that you have this support and the people who can develop the website and do what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, the website is thegreateststorynevertold.tv. The guest has been Dennis Wise, and he is the producer of the very wonderful, popular, brilliantly executed movie, Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. And here I am getting emotional. I'm sorry. It's just the kind of person I am.
I know.
I'm just grateful for what you've done, Dennis.
It's an epic. It's an epic story, and I just encourage people to watch with an open mind.
Indeed.
Can I just tell you briefly? I don't know if we've got time. Have we got time?
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, there was a big debate on Reddit.com a while back, where they wanted me to go on there and give the case about the documentary. And there was a section on there, we're trying to stop it all. But they stuck to their guns, and I went on there and I answered all the questions. And at one point, they had several documentaries on there, like, and they were voting which one was to be the documentary of the month. And there was some kind of movement inside there which blocked my documentary from being the documentary of the month, but it came to the forum. You know, they found out about it. I think the one what won at the time was something like How Fast Do Ants Walk Across.
Indeed. We have 30 seconds. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Eventually, they reversed everything and counted the votes again. The documentary was top, and I thank them as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.